7.3, Evidence and Procedure. When we talk about procedure, we're talking typically about the rules of court, court rules. There are court rules for every court out there, local courts, state courts, appellate level courts, U.S. federal courts, federal Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court. Every court has its rules. You'll be dealing most likely, with your state court rules, and your instructor will be able to give you some guidance on which rules you should actually start becoming familiar with. Make sure you read the paralegal perspective on this page to get used to or get an idea for how important those rules are. Also, in the textbook, we have a much more detailed discussion of the various kinds of rules you're likely to confront. Local rules, state rules, federal appellate rules, subject matter rules, such as bankruptcy court rules, and so forth. Now again, these rules are important in this part of the program because you're also going to be learning how to find evidence, how to discover facts. That's part of your duty as a paralegal, but also keeping in mind how that evidence is going to be admitted, whether it's going to be able to be admitted, is important. At times you'll be asked to actually present arguments in a memorandum or a court brief of some sort to argue that a piece of evidence should be admitted. So having that understanding will really benefit you as a paralegal. We're also going to be dealing with the hearsay rule as an example, and we'll talk more about that later, but when you're conducting an investigation, it's important to be able to identify if what you're hearing from a prospective witness is in fact hearsay, or is it direct testimony, direct evidence, because that's going to affect whether it can even be heard. And it's not to say that if something is hearsay or if something is inadmissible because of some other rule, let's say on a privilege, privileged communication, something like that. It's not to say you ignore it, but it means that you then look for other ways to get that evidence in, so that if it's hearsay, you try to find the person who actually made the statement so that it doesn't become hearsay. Or you try to look for, as we'll see later, exceptions to the hearsay rule. But having a knowledge of the rules while you're investigating the facts of a case and trying to identify evidence for trial is a real advantage for a paralegal. So these work hand in hand. Rules, procedure, evidence.